What do you do when everything falls apart at once? Your boss yells at you. A bill collector just left you a message. One of your kids just got sick on the kitchen floor. Your mother-in-law just called. Your daughter's water breaks and she just went into premature labor. And that's just Tuesday. Like a row of dominoes, one crisis crashing into the next one until panic sets in and your life begins to explode in front of your eyes and there's nothing you can do to stop it. Sounds familiar? Our guest today is in the middle of her own overwhelming crisis, hit with challenge after challenge. She's suddenly facing taking care of her newborn and her three other children after just losing her job. She was just taken to the emergency room where they discovered that she has life-threatening blood clots. And after her only car was repossessed, she finally reached her breaking point. So much so that just a few short months ago, she emptied a bottle of pills into her mouth, ready to end it all.
I just didn't want to live no more. I felt helpless. I couldn't walk, had a blood clot, have a toddler, have two other kids, no job, bills piling up. I think I lost faith. I prayed, I read, and just, I still felt hopeless.
She's here today to find her way back from these feelings of helplessness. Today, we're going to restore her sense of hope and help her move forward. I'm Creflo Dollar, and this is Your World. Our guest today is a mother of four who was battered by lightning strikes to the point that she was ready to give up. She's been caught in a cycle of loss, homelessness, and hospitalization and pain, pushing her to the brink of suicide. Today, she shares her struggle about being a sickle cell patient, a single mom, and of staring down the face of overwhelming panic. She's here for our help. So please help me welcome Donnie to Your World.
Hey. Thank you so much for coming. You can be seated.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna say right now, my wife would love that jacket. You know, I have to just be so honest with you. I'm a little emotional this morning because I read your story and I don't know if I've ever had the opportunity to interview somebody that's gone through so, so much. And I believe that you being here today on this show, it's a lot deeper than what we think. And I'm believing that the anointing of God and the hand of God will be upon our conversation today. So we call it Your World because our guests have the opportunity to take us into their world. And let's start at the very beginning. How'd you grow up? What was the conditions of what you remember? And let's bring everybody into that world.
My mom and dad was on drugs. My mom is an ex-crack addict, and my dad was a dope addict, and he was in and out of prison growing up.
So was she using when you were born?
Yes. Okay. So you can say I'm a crack baby, but surviving because I didn't have no issues other than hemoglobin C, which is a family related, you know, you're born with it. Sickle cells and lupus run in my family. And I didn't find out I had it till I was 23.
Okay.
So growing up, I was sick in and out the hospital, couldn't walk, couldn't eat for 2 weeks, and the doctor never knew what the problem was. So I went out on my own to discover that my disease was hemoglobin C disease at 23.
Wow.
And my spleen was enlarged, and they had to remove it. That was my biggest surgery ever. My mom helped me. She got clean when I had my daughter in high school at 17.
So between, I guess, being born to 23, what was life like emotionally and what you had to deal with? I mean, at 23 to discover that, but I think you mentioned there were a whole lot of things you couldn't do and the doctors didn't know. How did that affect everything?
They just gave me IVs. They couldn't treat nothing because they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
They never ran a hemoglobin C test.
Yeah.
You have to ask for it, from what I was told, in order to find out that you have it. They don't run it on you as a child. Mm-hmm. And my mom never thought to ask for it. So we was raised by my grandmother and different family members because my mom was on drugs. Mm-hmm. She did get clean when I had my daughter at 17. I was pregnant at 17. And I did finish high school. And then after graduating, my father passed. He was clean too. He came home from jail when I was in sixth grade. And he stayed home and got clean, got a job in his own place. He passed from a heart attack. Mm. I lost my job, just graduated high school, and then my grandmother's house burnt when I was 18, went up in flames.
Your grandmother's house burned?
Mm-hmm. Got burnt down, so me and my daughter just had whatever we had on that day, that's all we had. So we had to start all over with nothing.
So even at that young age, you were experiencing tragedy after tragedy. You know, the loss of your father, that's painful. Your house burning down, that's painful. And that's not even talking about all of the physical things you were doing and you didn't even ignore it at the time.
Yep.
Okay. You know, 23, you discover this. And where do we go from there?
After discovering that I had hemoglobin C disease, I was in the hospital maybe twice a week having crisis, sickle cell crisis.
Ugh. Well, what did, how did that affect your normal? And what type of new normal did you have as a result of that?
I couldn't really be there for my kids. I had to miss school. I was working, so I had to miss days of work and school because of my sickness. And I had to be out for 8 weeks. And I had to breathe, learn how to breathe again, walk again. It was just very painful. It was a large surgery. And my surgeon didn't want to do it because I'm young and my immune system is now weak because I don't have a spleen.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever ask, why me?
All the time. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'd be like, why? You know, I'm still going through things as we speak today. After that, I was in the hospital having a real bad stomach pain. It was gallstones in my stomach.
Gallstones.
So I was hospitalized for that, and they had to remove my gallbladder out. So now I don't have a gallbladder. Mm-hmm. A month later, I found out I was pregnant, and I didn't want to keep her, but I didn't have a choice. I was too far, and I didn't know I was pregnant. I was having a regular cycle. And after having her a month early, and losing my job a month before that, they discovered a blood clot in my leg.
Mm.
And I caught it before it spread it, because it's life-threatening having a blood clot in your leg. After having a newborn and losing my job, bills piling up, I just didn't want to feel the pain anymore. I just didn't want to live no more, because it's keep taking losses and having, you know, a sickness that you gotta live with for the rest of your life. It's hard, because I'm young and, you know, I just want to be out and about and, you know, like other young people, but I can do it, but not all the time, because I never know when my leg's gonna ache or I'm gonna have pain or just anything. It's depressing. I made it all the way to be a senior in college, and I'm anxious to finish, but, you know, life happened.
You know, I think I'm hearing you loud and clear. I have a plan, except my plan keeps getting interrupted.
Yes.
And I'm trying to figure out, why is this happening to me? Did your children make a difference? Because, you know, something about children.
Yes.
That they just do what nobody can do. How did they make a difference in your life?
Because they're the reason I'm here. I feel like I'm living for them. Mm-hmm. And that's what stopped me from taking my life, because if I'm not here, then nobody's gonna love them and treat them like me.
So when did you have the suicidal ideations?
2 months ago.
And what was the trigger?
I felt helpless. I couldn't walk, had a blood clot, have a toddler, have two other kids, no job, bills piling up, and I just felt like I couldn't do anything.
Yeah. I call that, in what I do, a sense of powerlessness. That's a sense of, I feel like I'm stuck.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm stranded. And when there is a sense of powerlessness in a person's life and they feel like they're stuck and there's nothing they can do, then you look around and you say, what's the use of living?
Yep.
2 months ago, that occurred in your head. Where are you today with your relationship, with your family, and all that?
I had my aunt, and she was watching my five-month-old while I was working, because I ended up getting a job. She ended up in ICU 3 weeks ago with a bad case of pneumonia, so I had to miss days from work. I had nobody to watch my baby, and then while I was at work, after getting them in daycare, so that was off my list. I'm like, okay, that's good. I can work now. My car got repoed while I was at work. So I had to find a way home. And I'm like, how am I gonna get my kids back and forth to school? And then a couple of days before coming here, I lost my job.
And so how are you feeling today?
Today is okay. Some days are better than others. You know, it's hard back to back, taking losses. My aunt was like my best friend and my help. It's a struggle, but I'm here.
I'm looking at the audience right now, that just seems to be like a lot for anybody. I want to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to kind of look at some avenues and some solutions. We're going to really look at what you've been going through and what we can do to turn it around. I'll be right back.
This is Robin Crissy. Life has always got them on the go. Robin Crissy love God, love their church, and love learning. However, they find that the busyness of life often stands in their way from studying God's Word. Grace Life Academy is an online discipleship and learning website that provides you unlimited access to an entire library of video Bible studies from Creflo Dollar Ministries. It's easy, it's fast, and great for the entire family.
Welcome back. I want to start this off. Emotions, a very powerful part of our lives. And a lot of times people don't really get to understand how they work. We are spirit beings. We possess a soul. That's our mind, our will, and our emotions. And we live in a physical body. The emotions are feelings on the inside that cause pain or pleasure. And they're designed to move you in a direction. Most of the time, you have to deal with those negative emotions or negative feelings that were triggered by negative circumstances. Now, this is where things change. Most of the time I get a negative emotion and I don't know what to do with it. But if we're not doing something with it, the enemy of life, the enemy of destiny, is going to do something with it. And he will get on that negative emotion and he'll ride it like a wave. He'll take you further and further away from the blessings of God and further away from your designed destiny. So everybody's born with a path. There's a path for everybody's life. So you have to understand that in life, there is a devil loose. There's an enemy that has gotten together and created a strategy of how can I destroy you, keep you off your path, and keep you from discovering the destiny and the plan for your life. Now, what I'm about to show you and share with you, it's, I call it the anatomy of life. And by understanding how life works, then we can go back and show you how to correct some things. Here's how life starts. You're born into this world and you're exposed to stuff. Now, if you're exposed to the wrong things, it's gonna take you to one destination. If you're exposed to the right things, it's gonna take you to the right destination. If you're exposed to the wrong thing and you recognize it and somebody gets to you and can change it so you can be exposed to the right thing, it'll take you to the right destination. Now think about that for a moment. What is it that I know? What is it that I see? What am I doing? What am I exposed to? That determines how I think. Now that's important because people need to understand, how do you think about this? How do you think about that? And where did you get that thinking from?
You got it from somewhere, okay? The exposure. Now watch this. How you think will determine how you feel. If you feel depressed and you want to change how you feel, you got to go back to how you're thinking. What am I thinking about? What is weighing on my mind the most? Because that's what depression is all about. It's this weight on my mind, the thing that I'm thinking about. And what I'm thinking about is what I've been exposed to. So what I've been exposed to is determining my thinking. My thinking is going to determine how I feel. So if I feel depressed and I got to go back and think about what I'm thinking about, that makes sense so far? So exposure determines how you think. The way you think determines how you feel. Now, how I feel, here's the next step, will determine the decisions I make. A decision is an open door to a reality. It hadn't become a reality yet. Exposed, thinking, feeling hadn't become a reality yet. And now, your decisions now will lead to the actions. The actions. It's what do I find myself doing the most in my life? Somebody says, why am I doing this? Well, that came, I made a decision to do that because of how I felt, because of what I think, and because I've been, what I've been exposed to. Why am I doing that? Okay, so it leads to actions. All right, now watch this. Your actions now are going to take you to habits. Because whatever you're doing the most, if you do it all the time, it creates a habit. So what happens is we create habits, watch this, and then those habits come around and create us. We create the habits, then they make us. We make the habits, then they make us. Now, everything in life rises and falls on a person's character. A character is what you now have come to realize about yourself. It's what others now realize about you as well. Character is not what you do in front of everybody. Character is what you do even when nobody else is looking. Now, whatever that character is, that tendency to do and to be whoever you are, is going to lead you to your destination. So now you are where you are, and now you see how you got there. All right, so if you don't like your destination, the place where you are right now, I don't like being in this situation. I don't like not having a job. I don't like feeling the way I feel. I don't like having these suicidal ideations. If you don't like the destination, you got to change your character. In order to change your character, you got to change your habits. In order to change your habits, you got to change your actions. In order to change your actions, you got to change your decisions. In order to change your decisions, you got to change how you feel. In order to change how you feel, you got to change what you're thinking about. In order to change what you're thinking about, you got to change what you're being exposed to. You see this right now. And I'm telling you, it works. I don't care who you are and what you've gone through. If I expose myself to the Word of God and the understanding of the Word of God, notice I didn't say if I expose myself to church, because all churches aren't the same. If I expose myself to a preacher, all preachers are not the same. What do I go to church for? I go so somebody can pick the manual up and explain to me what the manual says so I can apply it to my life. That's how my life changed. There is a destiny on your life. There's a call on your life. Your life has value. Your life has meaning. You're just going to have to do what I have done, what a lot of these folks and artists have done. I've exposed myself to the understanding of what God's Word has to say. And God's Word changed my thinking. It changed the way I felt. It changed my decision making. It changed my actions. It changed my habits. It changed my character. And I looked up and I was in a different destination. And I lifted my hands up and said, how great thou art, because I now understood that nobody but Jesus could bring me there. But why not? He's the one that created me. And I'm not paying attention to the one that created me, to his manual of instruction, and I'm wondering why my life is like it is. You don't have to be the same, sweetheart. Okay, talk to me.
I grew up in church, and I do read every day, so I am into God's Word. I think I lost faith. That's what it was. I prayed, I read, and just I still feel hopeless. I read my Bible every day.
Right.
Every day.
Right.
I listen to sermons every day.
Okay.
I pray all day.
And y'all know what I got to say. Because what she's just saying, I did. But I was listening to the wrong person who didn't understand the right thing about the Word of God, and I didn't change. I was in church all my life from a little kid and didn't understand nothing until I was 20-something years old until somebody made sense of the Word, and that Word came in. So it's not like a magic book. I went to church, I read the Bible every day. I didn't understand nothing.
Yep, that's true.
And all of your getting,
get understanding.
Get understanding.
And I hear what you're saying. And you hear what I'm saying. You're saying, I hear what you're saying. However, all of this stuff still made me hopeless. The difference is, when I got it and somebody made sense of it and I understood it, I had hope instead of hopelessness. And I understood how to use my faith, how to use that word, how to do the things I need to do. And I see your face and I see the smile on your face. You know what I'm saying is true. You know, even the experience you had, I felt better. I did better. I'm talking about a commitment in your life to keep you on the path where you need to be. I'm talking to you about the only one I know that can operate on a broken heart and be successful in that operation. No doctor at the hospital can heal a broken heart, but Jesus can. And he can heal that broken heart, and he can change those circumstances and change those situations. The most important thing that a human being can do is get born again. The most important thing a born-again person can do is renew his mind with the Word of God. You follow me?
Yeah.
So, renewing the mind is exchanging your way of thinking for his way of thinking in his Word, and you keep doing it, and you keep doing it. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. They that live godly shall suffer affliction and persecution. The only thing your story tells me is you've got a gigantic destiny awaiting you. For some reason, the devil is trying to make sure you don't get there. For some reason, whatever it is that you're supposed to do, all hell is trying to stop that. And I am telling you right now, you have such an amazing place to be. There's such an amazing plan over your life. I want to share something with you and give you something to remind you of this time. I'm going to speak faith right now over your life, over the life of your children. All is well with you, your children, your finances, and your employment. All is well. All this is just an opportunity for God to show out. But he needs somebody on the other end that says, do you believe I will? And the answer today is, yes, I believe. It says, I, Donnie, accept the grace covenant provided to me by Creflo Dollar and agree with the following statements. I believe Jesus loves me and nothing will ever change that. I believe that grace in the person of Jesus Christ has already provided everything I will ever need to have a healthy, fulfilling, and prosperous life. I believe everything in my past is in my past. Jesus has chosen not to remember it and neither will I. I will daily proclaim I'm the righteousness of God. I will daily live by the belief of understanding grace empowering change to better equip myself for success and to better serve those individuals around me. I will daily flood my life with the Word of God and the praises of his saints. And I'm gonna put my signature right up here where it says pastor and encourager. And then I want you to sign over there right above the righteousness of God, because that's who you are. You are the righteousness of God. Amen. Amen. You know, if you're overwhelmed by the pressures of life and at times have felt like giving up, I encourage you to fill your heart with the Word of God and don't allow your emotions to govern your life. Speak to your problems, not about them. The more you talk about your problems, the bigger they may seem. But when you meditate on the Word and believe in your heart that the Word is true, you can speak positive, faith-filled words that can change your situation and help you embrace the life that God has destined for you. I want to thank our guest, Donnie. Don't you appreciate her so much today? Now, listen, if there's something going on in your world and you need help, or if you know someone who needs help, please reach out and connect with us online at yourworldwithcreflo.com. Stay connected with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and know that I'd love to hear from you. I'll see you next time right here on Your World.